10.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, January the 16th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. Tony Morrell is going to join us 8:05 this morning. We're going to discuss the Gamecocks entering the final month of recruiting. And as we are, see if I'm right by saying this now, I think we are this Wednesday. And then it's 3 weeks from this Wednesday, the second signing day. Kind of weird seeing that happen out there. We'll talk to him about where they are and some of that stuff. Looking forward to that. Obviously, we'll get your reactions to Christian Wilkins' news that he is coming back to. Clemson found out late yesterday afternoon that Wilkins has decided to return for his senior season, giving Clemson 4 5-stars, 8 4-stars, and 6 3-stars on his defensive line. And a 2-time All-American is coming back to Clemson. We'll talk about that defensive line and what it means. Georgia's Roquan Smith did announce that he is going pro. We'll tell you who's leaving, who's staying. And now there'll be a guy or two that this isn't a complete list because there's a guy or two that didn't announce anything and just filed out there across the country somewhere. But this is what we know as of last night, so we'll tell you about that coming up. Clemson and North Carolina tonight up in the Dean Dome, the 7 o'clock game, 6:30 pregame show here. Looking forward to that. I thought about it long and hard in that I would love to win this game because I want to get to 16-2, not because I want to get to 1-50, whatever. So that's why I want to win for this team, not to erase any other thing, because you can't erase that. So I want this team to win. I want this team's bracketology. I want this team's ACC standings. I want this team's ranking. Speaking of ranking, I've got the college basketball poll out there to tell you about coming up. Did you see the young man that got into the argument with the Alabama coach on the sidelines? Mekhi Brown is transferring to Tennessee State. He is now out. Offensive coordinator news down in Tuscaloosa. Now, Nick Saban met with Hugh Freeze. Some speculating, though, that it's not about the offensive coordinator's job. We'll see. See what it turns out to be. I have some NFL odds out there to tell you about. The conference championships that are going on. We'll tell you some of the other odds and some of the bets that you can make out there. We'll get to that. We had two really, really big comebacks in college basketball last night. Kansas got down at West Virginia. 10th-ranked Kansas came back to upset 6th-ranked West Virginia 71-66. Miami had a big lead on Duke, and 5th-ranked Duke came back to win at Miami 83-75. So a good night for the Blue Bloods on the road beating ranked teams. Also last night, Michigan was a winner over Maryland last night, 68-67. So a nice night in the top 25 is the ranked teams won, but obviously 6th ranked West Virginia did, 25th ranked Miami did. Anyway, the Blue Bloods had a nice time last night. ACC action last night as well. Boston College down Florida State 81-75. Boston College to look out for. And I've got a Boston College football note. I was talking to another guy yesterday, a good friend of mine, talking about it. And Boston College's football team, I was looking at depth charts yesterday. I know I'm sick, but looking at depth charts yesterday, Boston College has a ton of guys coming back next year as well. I have a thoughts about the Ring of Honor to get to today. What Christian Wilkins might have done as far as that goes. Let me give you the Associated Press College basketball poll quickly here. Villanova overwhelming number one. Virginia up to number two. Purdue 3, Oklahoma 4, Duke now 5, West Virginia 6, followed by Wichita State, Texas Tech, Michigan State, and Kansas. 11 is Xavier, followed by Cincinnati, Gonzaga, Arizona. North Carolina 15th in this poll. It's Clemson and North Carolina tonight, 15 versus number 20 in the AP poll. Tigers follow Arizona State, Auburn, Kentucky, and Seton Hall. Clemson at number 20, followed by Tennessee, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, and Miami. In the coaches poll, Clemson's 18th, North Carolina 14th in that one. Virginia 2nd, Duke 5th. Let's see here. North Carolina 14th, Kentucky 16th, Clemson 18th, Auburn 20th, Tennessee 21st, Miami 23rd. Am I right by saying, I think I am, that do we judge the SEC? Kentucky's the highest ranked team they have at 16, but Auburn's better than we thought. Tennessee's better than we thought. How do we judge the SEC? I'd say still not very good because they don't have a Final Four contender out there now. Kentucky basketball seems to be reeling a little bit as far as their standards go. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in the Twitter world. Soon to be Mr. Oar 25, I guess. Mr. Zach Oar. Hey, bud.
Mickey Pilar, how are you?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. 25 is a little way off. Let's give me some time here. It's March. You're going to be 50, if I'm not mistaken.
50.
That's a big one.
I'll be exactly twice as old as you.
Half century.
I'll be twice as old as you for the last time, though.
Yeah, that's correct.
Really the only time, right? Yeah, the only time.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think I'm right saying that. Mathematically, yeah. You were right saying that.
Congratulations.
Anyway, that's a big deal for me. What'd you do yesterday? No Tiger calls last night.
No Tiger calls last night. I went and saw Darkest Hour last night.
Okay. Before you give me your review.
Yeah.
Guy I eat lunch with all the time. He told me yesterday he went and said every weekend. How was it? He goes, first of all, let me say this. I was uncomfortable. The seat wasn't very comfortable and it was cold in there. And I went, oh no, you're not going to like it. He goes, didn't have any action to it. I went, well, I told you that, man. It's a monologue and dialogue movie. It's not an action movie by any stretch. Anyway, he wasn't crazy about it.
I thought it was very good.
Good.
Very good.
Yeah. Fair way acting.
Gary Oldman, the guy that played Winston Churchill in that, was superb.
Yeah.
It's funny for me when I watch those kind of movies, and especially that one, if one thing goes differently, they offer... Halifax, I can't remember his first name off the top of my head, the prime minister job in Britain before Winston Churchill, after Neville Chamberlain is asked to step down, and he is the man that pushes for peace the entire movie. He wants the peace talks with Germany. And
Halifax and Chamberlain both did. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
If those guys still are in power, it's peace talks. Germany rules all of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It the course of humanity is drastically altered, and it's crazy that the British Bulldog said no, and here we are today. It was a really well done movie. I enjoyed it last night.
What's crazy though is that you know the outcome, and you're still kind of pulling for them, like no, you can't do that. No, like you already know what's going to happen.
The best scene in the movie for me was when he takes the underground. That's fantastic.
I thought you teared up.
He gets in there. He's talking to the people. And then, obviously, his speech that everybody knows, we will fight on the sea, we will fight in the air, we shall fight in the streets.
I teared up.
It is great.
Now, I want to embarrass it right now. Speaking of tearing up, my wife played, we watched Dr. King's speech in August 1963 in Washington last night.
The I Have a Dream speech.
Yes.
I read that yesterday. It's quite a speech.
It really is. And it's better to see it because he was such a great speaker. But I look over, and my wife told me she did this in her classroom. She does it because, like, she'll have kids in her classroom, and, like, they don't understand how life's anything but, hopefully, as we see it through these young, innocent eyes. And they're like, Miss Drake, we don't understand. Why is this? Why do we do this? That's crazy. You know, like, they don't understand that part of it. So she told me the other day, said, you know, I tear up my classroom every year. I showed on MLK Day. And look over last night, she's all teared up over there again.
Oh, boy. Dried up.
I know. So I said, dried up over there. But I realized something last night, and I thought this, but I really, really, really pay attention to it and went back and read a little bit more later. I live as he says that we had the goal to live, and then I do judge someone by their character, not by the color of their skin. And I had lunch with a gentleman the other day, and we talked about it. An African-American friend of mine talked about how, really, man, I don't hang out with bad white people, and I don't hang out with bad black people. I hang out with high character. I hope they say the same thing about me. They might say, well, I got this one bad white friend I know. But I think I live that way, and I think you live that way. I know you live that way, and I think most of the people, and I can't say it for everybody because I don't know what's in every person I know's heart, but the people that I hang out with, I think they kind of live that way, and I know that's not the way the whole world works. And I know that's way not the way the whole world will ever work. But anyway, I was just sitting thinking last night that while there are inequities out there everywhere, at least the people that I try to hang out with, we have come to try to live by that dream, I think, for the most part. Anyway, you read it yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Pretty powerful stuff, huh?
Yeah, it is. You know, when I read it every year, I always forget. It's a little cheesy in the beginning of it. He kind of uses...
With a check.
Casting the check. It's a little cheesy, but it really comes together.
And if you say it's cheesy, you're racist.
Yeah, no, I know.
No, I remember that part because it's the first part.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he gets going and naming individual states, individual mountains and all that kind of stuff, that's where he really gets into it. And it's better to watch or hear it than it is to read it because he delivers it better than my inner monologue delivers it, you know? Even in my head, I try to say it like he said. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, good stuff there. Wait, anything else happened yesterday for you?
No. No.
Yesterday.
I mean, just the news of the day yesterday. Other than that.
Unbelievable, huh?
Nothing crazy.
Yesterday, I'm sitting at my home, and, I don't know. It's probably, what time was it when it was announced? About 5 o'clock, something like that?
Somewhere around there, I guess.
And I'm on Twitter. And I see this Power Rangers thing come up on Twitter. And 5 seconds later, my phone rings. And it's one of those things, it's almost like subliminal. It's not subliminal, but you know, something flashes up really quickly and you're not sure if you quite read it right. And it was actually about 5:05 or 5:06. Anyway, and I read it and it's like, yeah, he's coming back. And then my phone rings from a buddy of mine. And I said, what's up, man? And he goes, how do we keep getting all these guys back? I was like, I did read that right. You know, it's kind of like a surreal moment. Like, did I read that right? Because, you know, you read something the first time. Like, well, and even that's what I expected him to do. Did I read that right? Yep. But and the guy confirms it. Like, how do we get these guys to come back like this? And laughing about it. But I thought I saw the Power Rangers. I didn't know if Power Rangers bid you goodbye. Power Rangers, you know what I'm saying? So... It was a phone call on top of that. Within like 5 seconds, over 3 seconds of it, I read the phone and was like, he's coming back. He's absolutely coming back. Now, let me say this. It had to be a very difficult decision for him. There's a couple of interesting parts out of all this. There were a couple of these big draft boards that had him in the first round. I will tell you that according to the people I talked to, he did not get a first round draft grade from the NFL. And as I told you all along, that the NFL really has not started that evaluation process yet. And so my hope is that he turns into a terrific senior year, is drafted in the first round next year, and this will be a model for other players in the future to say, you know what, in second round money, I could have made this. In first round money, I got a national championship, number two. I play with my buddies. And I think that's important. I know everybody wants to put dollar figure. Believe it or not, there's some people that's not the single most important thing in the world. That's refreshing to me. The value of a senior year, that's refreshing to me. But also to say that, you know what, I came back and I went from second round money to first round money. And in the process, I made $5 million more, $6 million more, $8 million more, $10 million more, whatever. I know that I live in a idealistic, you talk about corny, some of the things, that stuff. Yeah, I know I believe in that. But it was nice to see that, you know what, in the end, it wasn't about now and it wasn't about money right now. And honest to goodness, I believe this in my heart. And if I'm wrong, don't try to tell me I'm wrong, because I want to believe this. You know what I'm saying? I want to believe in this fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly believe, now, while I do believe that Austin Bryant and Cleveland Farrell made the right decisions, because Bryant was on a second-round grade and Farrell was a second-round grade, and I believe this guy's had first-round potential, that I want to believe that, A, that the bond that those guys had with Dexter Lawrence was important in this decision. And after a break, I'll tell you a little bit about that. And then, B, that their love for this program, this university, this way of life, this that had something to do with it as well. I'm not saying it's worth millions to turn down. I am saying that it's worth millions to defer. And in a world where everybody's going pro and everybody's going the quick way, whatever, it's just refreshing for an old guy to see some values that are similar with mine. And in the end, part of the reason why Christian Wilkins will be a Ring of Honor candidate, I think he should be in it one day, bring a national championship, maybe two, Ring of Honor candidate, is that in the, and when we want to pretend we live in this Camelot world, that when these guys choose our school, they're choosing our way of life, and they're choosing our program and our culture, and they love it like we do, and I guess it's sometimes 16, 17-year-old kids, they do, and then all of a sudden they can't wait to get out of here, all this, all over the place as juniors. But it's nice to think that, you know what? And when you watch Christian Wilkins and you watch what he does at basketball games and at baseball games and going around campus and having a good time and thinking, you know what, I think he kind of feels the way that you and I feel about the place, in the way that your dad and your uncle felt about the place, in the way that a lot of our listeners feel about the place. And maybe that's just, maybe somebody will try to talk me out of that corny feeling, but I can't help to feel that way right now. And that's refreshing. And that's nice to see. Oh, by the way, he'll go on to do great things in the NFL. And oh, by the way, he'll make millions one day and hopefully be in the Pro Bowl and go to NFL Hall of Fame too. But right now, what I'm selfishly saying is, nice to see that somebody else appears to not just use the system and like we're supposed to use in these guys, both of them using each other and having to go out and get mine. As an old guy, it's just refreshing to see and hear and kind of feel that a little bit. I will, as far as the idea that these guys brought themselves back as one unit and how important that was, I've got a little anecdote to tell you about after a first break.
Looking forward to it.
Kenty Foundation Specialists is a foundation repair company. They're in Camden, South Carolina. They provide services all throughout the state of South Carolina, repairing services for bowing foundation walls, for foundation settlement, for tilting chimneys, sticking doors and windows, and tilting or leaning walls. They offer quality products, proven services, professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem you might have. There is a way to get a free quote. You can do this by going to KentyCanFixIt.com. KentyCanFixIt.com. No matter what you have in your day there. And don't forget, too, about the crawl spaces and the mold and mildew. Kind of hard for them to survive. I don't think mold and mildew can survive in 24 degrees, can they? All right. When it does get warm again, hopefully soon, cross your fingers, then let Kenty take care of that for you as well. Remember this. Easy to remember. KentyCanFixIt.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. I'm going to make a plea. Maybe I'm some just dreamer. Can't say that word nowadays. Maybe I'm just some ideologue that wants to believe in something out there that might not be happening. But I do know from a quote about there was a draw among these guys. I'll tell you about that right after a short break.
This Tuesday night, the Clemson Tigers men's basketball team travels to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels in an exciting ACC matchup. Tune in as the Tigers look to defeat the defending national champions. Pre-game begins at 6:30 p.m. with 7 p.m. tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
At last, the new year is here. What do you see ahead? Happy days and carefree nights?
Credit card bills?
Right, credit card bills.
Looking at months of high-interest credit card bills from all that generous holiday gift-giving? Time to go to Lightstream and get a low-interest rate credit card consolidation loan. Act now to get an even lower rate with our special radio listener discount. Go to lightstream.com/sports to get rates as low as 5.39% APR with AutoPay. And with average interest rates on credit cards at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Makes the new year a whole lot brighter, doesn't it? The application takes minutes online. There are no fees, and you can have funds as soon as today. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount at lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% autopay discount available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
The world has many types of tanks, from the Leopold to the T-62 to the M1 Abrams. But the most widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call the Pentagon. Call Roto-Rooter, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Roto-Rooter will battle with any sort of septic problem with their army of specialists. Call 226-9452. 226-9452. Online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. 3 breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Early in the morning, rising to the street.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineered Sleep. EngineeredSleep.com is where I have my bed. It's where I went to bed last night. Man, I fell asleep. I slept like a baby last night on my Engineered Sleep bed because it's custom made for me. I love it. Absolutely fantastic. Couldn't go any better in my Engineered Sleep bed. We have a bed that is exactly made just for us. We love it. And what we did is we went over. We laid in the bed. We took the... We tested out all the other beds that were there and said, we like this a little firmer than this. Oh, no, way too soft here. Oh, way too hard. We got in the ones that would just fit us, and they made it for us, delivered it. It's a great deal. And I can tell you right now, the idea that you're paying retail pricing and these big markups at these mattress stores, that's crazy. Don't do it. Fair pricing. Engineer Sleep. EngineerSleep.com. Zach, I'm being... I think I know. Well, I do know. I know how your uncle feels about Clemson. I see it when I met him. I know the excitement that you guys talk about when he comes down. Your dad's the same way. You feel the way about the place they feel about the place, right?
Of course.
Brother, hadn't had a conversation with your brother about it, but got to feel like the same thing, man. It's any of my family, my friends, this something in these hills and this Clemson family we talk about. And oftentimes we see athletes come through certain places and you don't see that, and they claim to have it and don't have it, whatever. And I'm not saying the guys will leave early, don't have it, but to turn down that, there is something about this place. And you watch Christian Wilkins, especially if you're not familiar with him, and he's different. I mean, there's no two ways to put it about it. He's different. You see him, the belly dance stuff and the top of the hill and the splits and the and I mean all kinds of stuff like that. But that's how he is at basketball games and at baseball games. He loves it. The fans love him. He's got this dynamic, magnetic personality, and it shines. And then he happens to really, I think I'm saying this right, you get that sensation. I mean, you get that feeling. Right? He loves the place. You get that impression is what I'm trying to say, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, as much as that, this Power Rangers, I mean, who in the world dresses up in pink and green and red and blue Power Ranger suits?
Christian Wilkins and his friends.
Cleveland Farrell and Dexter Lawrence, nothing funny to see a 320-pound man in a pink Power Ranger suit. I mean, that's a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
All right, but the bond that he has with Farrell and Bryant and Lawrence and Jarrell Robinson's part of that group, all those defensive linemen part of that group, it means something to him. And I think that has something to do with it, because in the Sugar Bowl, I think it was in the Sugar Bowl preparations, Dexter Lawrence, who's a really insightful kid, bright kid, soft-hearted teddy bear kid. I had him on the show when I substituted for Roy one afternoon, went over there at West End Zone. Really, really bright kid,
mm-hmm.
and soft and tender-hearted kid, was asked in the Sugar Bowl workouts, Sugar Bowl preparation, in one of his press conferences, have you thought about, in the next couple of weeks, Cleveland and Austin and Christian, this could be their last game, the last time you guys play together. And the look on his face, he went, oh, man, I can't talk about that. And it was like, he's this big 6'5", 320-pound man that, like, nah, I don't want to. You know?
Can't go down that road.
No, yeah, next question. I don't want to think about that right now. I don't want to talk about that right now. Mm-hmm. That's not. And it hit me there again, too. I knew they're close, and we all know they're close. And so, you know, the arch rival says, you guys are paying the money to come back. You know what? If anything, and I get it. Yeah, you're supposed to say this kind of things about your arch rival. If you're an outsider, you're supposed to say, oh, well, obviously you guys are cheating with them. Obviously, oh, you're not doing what's best for them. You know, you saw a lot of that stuff, right? You got mad at some Twitter people even paying attention to that stuff.
Yep.
You're supposed to say those things. I get it. With that said, we all feel this is an emotional pull to your team. To the team that you support, whether it's NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, college baseball, whatever, high school, whatever it might be, you feel this emotional pull to it, some more than others. But, man, you love the place. It is rare to find one that feels that way about those teams. You love these players. You go buy their jerseys. You go put stickers on the back of your car with their numbers on it. I don't know what idiot would do that, but you do that. You love who these people are. Well, guess what? They love it too. And it's just refreshing to see guys that aren't about, well, I came back, I worked my butt off, now I go right. And I don't blame anybody for trying to provide for their family. That's not what I'm saying. That's what they're, you go to college to get yourself up, make more money when you get out, and better yourself when you get out. I get it. With that said, it is refreshing for someone to feel the way, apparently to come across the feeling the way that I feel about it and about each other the way that I feel about each other. Now, go ahead and tell me how old and corny and you don't get it. Give me the snowflake, the millennial, and, oh, you guys are stupid and old. You know, give me one of those. Fill me up with that.
Clemson is a place where a lot of people have gone to school. And this is only speaking as someone who has a degree, who spent time on that campus. To see someone enjoy the experience that you got to enjoy,
yes,
that you took part in, and that you valued so highly, while you were a student, while you were an undergrad at Clemson, it means something.
Yes.
It means something because you were with your friends going nuts at every baseball or basketball game you can get to, every football game you could be at. If Christian Wilkins didn't play football, he'd be one of those crazy lunatics with his chest painted on the front row in the student section.
Absolutely.
You know, going crazy trying to get on TV. It's it means something. And, you know, he's a superb football player. And maybe that does get him into the Ring of Honor one day. But for him to come back with all these other guys, but him especially, considering the fact that while none of them officially received a second round grade, one of them was probably going to go in the first round.
I don't know about that.
But I truly do believe
even
that.
Second round.
Just because of the way the NFL works, the way the combine works, the pro days, he's going to have interviews with teams, and he's going to impress the hell out of people.
That's a good point.
It just means a lot more to see someone choose to come back to your alma mater, the place that you hold in such high regard, and to choose that over such a lavish and luxurious lifestyle, it means a lot.
You guys give me a hard time about the University of Georgia.
Yeah, you're a Georgia fan.
I'm not a Georgia fan.
You're not a Georgia fan.
I hate Georgia. If there was a Clemson, I'd love Georgia. Since there is a Clemson, I hate Georgia. That being said, when I saw the video last year of... And I don't know the exact. I know it was Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, and I think Davin Bellamy might have been in it, and I think that Lorenzo Carter might have been in it. But these guys, the videos that they put out about why they're coming back and about going to do it one more time with their teammates, that right there to me is, it's refreshing to see. And it's awesome to see that, you know what? Nick Chubb loves Sony Michel. And Nick Chubb loved the University of Georgia. And it's nice to see that the running backs, you don't understand, running backs, they have a very short lifespan in the NFL. You know what? Nick Chubb didn't care about that. He cared more about Sony Michel, more about the University of Georgia. That was nice to see. Same thing with Sony Michel, same thing with Davin Bellamy, same thing with Lorenzo Carter. And that's why they met in the national championship game. Those guys came back for one more ride with their guys. And you know, man, in a world that I freaking hate the idea that guys would skip bowl games and walk out on teammates like that, it's so doggone awesome to see that those Georgia guys and these Clemson guys have decided, man, I want to go back and do it with my fellas one more time, my boys one more time. Make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. I love it.
Really is. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Text said, it seems to me that the guys who got praise and love came back, the guys who got criticism all year left. No, not at all. Mark Fields came back. Mark Fields has been criticized around here. Mitch Hyatt got criticized in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
There's folks that criticize like Kendall Joseph.
Shoot, we've criticized Christian Wilkins.
Right.
Hadn't had enough production this past year.
Wilkins didn't have a great junior year.
No.
Not a great productive junior year. Nor did Lawrence.
I just don't understand how someone can sit here and listen to the fact that you're excited about someone sharing your view of the world, your little tiny view of the world, and you have to sit here and think about the fact that, well, you know, you really were bashing the other guys. Don't pick stuff apart. Take it for what it is. Enjoy the fact that you're being happy for another human being coming back to your alma mater, to Clemson, South Carolina. There's something in these hills. Quit being a negative person. It's 6:37 in the morning. Go back to bed. You need more sleep. You need more rest. I don't want to hear it. Don't text the show. I don't want to hear it until at least 8 o'clock. Thank you very much.
C-L-E-M. But I love it, man. I love it. Did you get trolled on that one, or do you?
Really I guess so. I don't even care. I'm sick of the negativity. Goodness
I am
gracious.
Too. I am too, man. You know, there's so much negativity in the world, and I told you this. When I announced, I hope Deion Kane and Ray Ray McCloud and Van Smith and Taylor Hearn go on to make, to go to the NFL Hall of Fame, win multiple Super Bowls, make $25 million, and live this long, prosperous, happy, healthy life. I hope they do. I really hope they do.
Sure.
At the same time, if they drop a pass in a game or multiple passes in a game or fumble the ball in a game, then can I at least say they fumbled the ball, or should I much pretend like they didn't fumble
You
it?
Can say that, and you can be happy or not happy for guys going. Christian Wilkins endeared himself to the fan base.
Yes.
On and off the field. I can't necessarily say the same about those guys you just mentioned.
No.
Can you?
No.
It's just a different situation.
Right. They handled it different. They handled their 3 years different. And that's okay. Not everybody's going to handle it the way you handle it. Christian Wilkins handled it the way you'd handle it, right?
I hope so.
And in the end, that's why he's going to be in the Ring of Honor. In the end, Spiller handled it differently. Ring of Honor. You don't have to stay 4 years to be in Ring of Honor. No. You don't have to stay 4 years to handle it the right way. Deshaun Watson did the right thing. Mike Williams did the right thing. You don't have to stay all 4 years. But you have to endear. As a fan, all I want to know is, do you love it like I love it? And not every, a small percentage will. I know guys that play college football here and other places that felt like, man, I gave them everything. I put my body through everything. You guys don't understand what I did and what I had to do. You know, it's fine.
Do you love it like I love it?
Yep.
Do you love going down 85 South?
Yep.
Counting the exits to 19B? Do you love it like I love it? Do you love watching the tiger paws rolling underneath your car rolling into town? Do you love it like I love it?
Do you stop in Chapin, put on your Clemson flags, ride through Columbia, stop in Orangeburg, and take them off?
Do you love it like I love it?
Because there again, you share that bond.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take my shirt off at the top of the hill. I need to do my split. I need to do my belly dance. I need to do my Power Rangers. I love it, man. Good job, Mr. Orr24. Show's better when you get all fired up like that. Good for you, buddy. Let's take a short break. We'll open up phone lines. Delvin, hang on, man. I'll come straight to you. I do want to tell you about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com and these unbelievable rates these men and women are helping to work with people all throughout the upstate. Their years, they just keep getting better and better and better. Now, part of it is because, boy, we live in an unbelievable place where people are moving in and there's a lot of homes being built and a lot of people are transiting coming into the place. That's great. But there's a lot, that means other competition for mortgage companies as well. It's not like all these other mortgage companies are leaving and going, oh, okay, let the Prime Lending have everything. No, but they feel very, very confident in their rates and their people. And I can tell you why, because their people have made a difference. It is our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. So when you buy a new home, when you refinance your current home, when you remodel your current home, get with Mark Hawkins and his great team. Start the process today. Email him. Get on. And it's no obligation to email. Just shoot him an email on there and see if they can start helping you out a little bit. Start looking at the situation at really no cost to you right now. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. All right, we'll take a break. Delvin, hang on. Coming straight to you. Open up phone lines. Tony Rell at 805. Your phone call's right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
For decades, businesses in the upstate have trusted John Rogers and his company, Office Pro Upstate, with their copier, printer, and document management needs. Their dedicated team delivers world-class products from Ricoh and Savin and exceptional local service. For your IT and network services needs, consider letting Office Pro Upstate install, configure, monitor, and maintain your business network. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
Retirement Funding Advisors is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations effective, it's very important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Many advisors don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having worked with retirement plans for over 30 years, Rick and Carson Vaughn have the knowledge and experience needed to make sure you have a successful 401k plan.
Call Carson today at 430-8544.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more, or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. For just $20,999 after rebates, plus tax and tag, you can be in a 2018 Escape S front-wheel drive. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. See the 2018 Escape S at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than Travelers Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees. Nearly 90 years in business, taking care of customers like you, George Coleman Ford.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Everybody has their own little opinions, and it all gets homogenized, and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong. Moving in the right direction. Living just
can we keep
enough.
That going? Please. Just enough. Kind of like your rants. Can we keep those going? Welcome back. If you're like me, you know, I'm not big into crowds when it comes to shopping. And now that the madness is over, now's a good time to go to Reed's. And I did not get out during Christmas shopping now, so I hadn't seen Wally and the folks over there in a while, but I'm going to go by and see them soon. Meredith's got a birthday coming up in March. Might stop by and see those good folks there. It's North America's largest family-owned jeweler.
She's got a March birthday, too?
Yeah, 11th. Haywood Mall is the store there. Is the top-performing, number-one award-winning location in the entire company last year. How about that? Because the products are great. Because the service is great. The team's great. So Wally and his premier service, Wally and that team, very, very proud to be the number one performer out there. Along with the great selection and great prices, you hear people raving about it all the time here on the show. They'll do any kind of thing that you need to be done to keep your business. Whether it's a diamond ring or a pair of earrings or a bracelet for her, maybe the exquisite Swiss watches for him. Believe me, you can't go wrong with Reed's Jewelers. Satisfied customers keep coming back year after year. It's my friends at Reed's Jewelers, Reed's.com, R-E-E-D-S.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Delvin, hang on, man. I'm coming straight to you. I had a friend of mine tell me this, and I should probably say this for 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to mention it a couple times. I'm amused at people who say they're making a big mistake. They were first-round draft picks, and they're coming back. No, 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 no. The NFL, because Mel Kiper says they're a first-round draft pick, does not make them a first-round draft pick. I get tired of this saying, well, Dabo's selfish in wanting these guys to come back. What? If he's a first-round pick, he's a first-round grade, Dabo's going to tell them to leave. He told Deshaun Watson, you can't come back here. You need to leave. And that was the right thing to do. He told Mike Williams, you need to leave. Have you noticed that when these guys leave, even after 3 years, did you see the picture of him and Ray McLeod together Saturday, both huge smiles, giving hugs?
Yep.
Do you think that if Dabo had mistreated him and what, they'd have that kind of relationship now? If you know, you see like in the preseason camps where Mike Williams FaceTimes with Dabo Swinney, and he's like, look who I got a FaceTime from today. You know how much, you see how much the guys, like how much they travel around and see these guys in camps and like that Senior Bowl, the relationship he has with them? If he's selfish, only wanting those guys to come back, that he'd have the kind of relationships long-term with them? That's crazy to think about. And I love it how as fans, oh, they made a mistake. They were first-round picks. Really? Because you've talked to GMs and scouting directors, you know that? Or you're taking Todd McShay and Mel Kiper's word on it? I'm fascinated by that. Go count your beans, man. Go sell your lumber. Go sell your flowers or something. Let the football people make the football decisions. Delvin's in Fountain End, 654 Roar. Delvin, you've been very, very patient with me, my friend. Thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing this morning, man?
Good, man. I really appreciate being so patient with us.
No problem. At first, I thought Zach was doing the Sam White impersonation. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. I thought you better pull that out of a second.
You don't live in Cleveland.
Yeah, you live in Cincinnati. I moved it back in the day when he said that. When I was throwing stuff on the, you remember that?
I love Sam Walsh. We've had him on the show, not enough. We had him on the show several times, and he is truly one of the most interesting people I've ever been around.
Yeah, about Christian Wilkins, man. You know, Mickey, he couldn't leave. Most importantly, he couldn't let the Power Rangers down, man. You know, he was Power Rangers, he couldn't leave. He couldn't leave his fellow Power Rangers now. But, you know, man, that's going to be a loaded defense line. And I love some of the tweets that some of these people put out. And you talking about that defense line scare. You have some of these little, Chris just got better than Mitchell. Didn't mention, don't forget, you got Logan Rudolph coming back from injury. You got these Hollywood recruiters coming in next year. I don't know. If I'm Todd Bates, man, I'm happy. And you know what? Lemansky Hall, look, congratulations, man. You just walked into a great situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. I tell you what it is it's depth, it's athleticism. And the other thing is, like, now, because the defensive ends who had to play so much this past year because of injuries, Yergin goes out, Rudolph goes out, and you don't have a lot of depth behind them. Now you get those guys back, and you get KJ Henry and Xavier Thomas in here, and now there's less pressure on Farrell and Bryant to play as many snaps, so they stay a little more healthy, a little more fresh, making a run, and that depth, all of it plays into it, man. And on top of that, for Clemson, you get Farrell and Thomas. Henry and Thomas now get to learn from the best. I saw a great tweet from Xavier Thomas yesterday that said, get to learn from the best, or maybe KJ said, get to learn from the best. And so now that culture's passed along. Clemson's better now because Josh Belk and Darnell Jeffries get to see how Christian Wilkins prepares every single week. And that culture's passed down along to those guys now.
And, man, now you got a chance to have like a little rotation on that line.
Yeah.
Like, if they get tired, you probably put in another whole line. Like, one line come out, another line come back in.
Exactly.
And, Zach, I'm going to leave you this week. And, Zach, I'll let y'all go with this. Zach, what do you think about the reports of the Giants might hire Pat Sherman as head coach? What do you think about that as a Giants fan?
I appreciate the call, Devin.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Devin, for that.
As a Giants fan, I'm excited. I'm excited just to have a coach, just to move on with this.
Sherman seemed like a good guy.
He had, you know, he's been a successful assistant coach wherever he's been. He had one bad stint as an NFL head coach, We'll see what happens here. The Giants wanted Patricia. Make no mistake about that. They wanted Patricia, and he's going to choose to go to Detroit, apparently. So,
all right. This is about as off-the-wall question I can ask you. Does Patricia shave his beard a little bit, at least trim it a little bit? Or can you look? Can you wear a backwards cap, be an NFL head coach with a long, great, big old long beard once you leave? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
He can do whatever. He's a smart guy. Like, you know his backstory?
Very smart. Yeah.
He's like an engineer, like some kind of astronomical engineer. He's something stupid.
Yeah.
And he decided to coach football. So,
but
to Detroit.
If you're Detroit, can he stand on the sidelines with a backwards hat and a long beard and a hoodie? Do you care? As long as he wins, do you care? Or do you say, man, you know, he kind of got to look like a head coach a little bit. And he kind of got, like, dressed like, you know, dressed the part.
He's a player's coach, isn't he? Right? He wants to be like those guys. He looks like those guys. I don't know. I'm not a beard guy.
Okay.
I'm not a beard guy.
What happened? I just looked up. What happened?
You've been doing a show for 3 minutes.
What did you shave?
Yesterday.
Why?
I got bored at home. I was by myself. Kristen hated the beard. Yeah. And she was having a bad day. So I shaved it to try to make her a little happy.
You look 10 years younger.
I do. I feel I got ID'd last night for the first time ordering like a water. Like it was ridiculous. And it.
How old you have to be to order a water?
I know. It's crazy. But it, it's cold. It was not a good move this morning because it was freezing.
No, good for you, man. You look better.
No. I love the beard.
And now did you get a tingly feeling inside last night? Or? Just checking. Let's get Charlie over in Duncan, South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Charlie. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. First-time caller, long-time listener. But when you were talking about how Clemson and the love of Clemson, I just had to call in. My dad was a 1958 graduate, and he would take us to the games when we were little. You know, sliding down the hill and the little boxes and things. And so, you know, we did the same thing with our girls. And I graduated in 85, went to the national championship in 81. My daughter was a freshman the year we won the national championship at Clemson. So she's sort of carrying on. My second daughter wants to go to Clemson. She's sort of already in line for it. And, you know, it's just something that when you go there and it's just like what you said, that when you see people that have the same experience as you do and they just love it, you know, it just makes you feel good. And you just want to take people over there and to see it. So I'm all for the positive thoughts and sort of get a little aggravated with all the negativity too. So I just wanted to say that, Mickey. Thank you.
Charlie, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in. First time caller. I appreciate that. Yeah. Oh, there's a ton of negativity out there, especially from those who don't have to say who they are, you know? It's easy to be come from the jerk store if we don't have to know your name. I'm going jerk store. I know people who went to University of Georgia who love University of Georgia and who feel that's what when Nick Chubb and Sony Michelle came back, that's what they say. That's how they feel. And good for them, man. I think that's fantastic. You got your thing over there today. Your what do we call that thing? That Airstream.
No, that's a different one.
How many of these do you have?
This is a Yeti called a Rambler.
I'm sorry.
I'm just drinking water out of this. The other one's a thermos.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to misidentify it. I didn't know.
Stanley it's a Yeti. Thermos.
I thought Yeti only made bumper stickers. I didn't. Mm-mm. I didn't know,
they
man.
They actually have products.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. That was the case. Spent some great time the other day with Trail, and here's what I learned so much every time I go over there. The last time I was there last week, I learned that business is so good for them, and they've got these $30 million projects that are going right now, and I sat down with the leadership team there and said, Mickey, we are in dire need of a senior superintendent. And if you have 15 years of experience or more as a superintendent, and let's say that you, are interested in a significant bonus. And let's say that you are interested in working in a $30 million project. Let's say if you're interested in you've been in a hard bid world and you kind of want to have some experience in a single source delivery or single source contractor that Trail leads the way in. Then I encourage you to email them hr@trail.com. HRTREHEL.com. They are, as it was presented to me, because of their growing companies as fast as they are and this experience that they need, if you're a senior superintendent, if you've been in it for at least 15 years, get in touch with them at Trail, TREHEL.com, HR at Trail.com, or 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. In our next hour, I'm going to give you the list of juniors. It's a long list. We'll give you a list specifically by, we'll do the ACC and the SEC teams in there and how it worked out. Zach, I know I'm the biggest geek in the world, but since it was cold yesterday, I stayed inside all day long and did nothing. But I found a website that has all of college football's depth charts on it and start looking at who's coming back and who's leaving. For instance, Clemson has 7 starters on offense, 8 on defense now, 2 on special teams, 17 returning starters. Coming back for the Tigers. We'll tell you how that fits into to other ones. You know, instead of a win game Wednesday, ask about a team. Text me, tweet me, or call in. Ask about a team. And I'll tell you the starters they lose, who they have coming back, and what that could look like. I did, in my, just some preliminary notes, I did all the ACC yesterday and started looking at several of the SEC teams, looked at South Carolina and Texas A&M, who are on Clemson's schedule, just kind of get a feel for who comes back. Still not to be determined yet because you've got the you know, the second signing day, too. So these rosters aren't full yet. But just kind of getting a general idea of who lost what, both to seniors and the incoming juniors. So that was really, really nice to see. So we'll talk much more about that. Our telephone number, Northern Communication Phone line, 654-ROAR.
Crushed it.
We'll do much more of that when you come back. It's hour number 2 of the Mickey Plotto Show on 105.5. The